Today's New Testament reading is from 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 29. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride in possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever. Children, it is the last hour. And as you have heard that Antichrist is coming, so now many Antichrists have come. Therefore we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out, that it might become plain that they all are not of us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you all have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. Who is the liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. This is the Antichrist, he who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever confesses the Son has the Father also. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you too will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he made to us, eternal life. I write these things to you about those who are trying to deceive you. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Paul Alms from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Catawba, North Carolina.
The world is passing away. It is the last hour. Antichrist is coming when Jesus appears. Our text from 1 John is full of reminders that the world we live in is temporary. It is coming to a close. It will end. Jesus will return. We need not wonder if we are in the end times or if and when Jesus will return. John says it is the last hour. The world is passing away. So now what? Now what indeed? How then do we live and act in these last days? Well, what we don't do is to grab on to things that won't last. Do not love the things of this world, John tells us. Don't put your trust and hope, don't rely on temporary things, things that will fail, possessions, desires of the flesh. These things are passing away. They can only disappoint and fail us. It's like that old hymn, "All other ground is sinking sand." This world is sinking sand, and it can't hold firm. In spiritual matters, beware. As we live in these last days, many antichrists have come, says the apostle. Antichrists are just what the word says, antichrist. He who denies that Jesus is the Christ, he who denies Jesus, that is the ultimate sinking sand, denying Jesus Christ. To turn away from him lands you with nothing to hold on to. Nothing to grab in this perishing world. So how then do we live in that world which is passing away? Well, we live in Christ. We abide in him, John says. Abide in what you have heard. Christ is present in this end-time world, in his teaching, in what we hear. We abide in Christ in the message of the gospel. Listen, it's true, we grab the wrong things, but Christ has come in our flesh to grab us. We wander and trust in foolish things, but the Christ child has taken our sin and foolishness upon himself. We gravitate to the sinking sand of this world, but Christ gravitates to the cross to give us a foundation of forgiveness and mercy. To abide in Christ and in his teaching is to have confidence. Confidence in the face of the world, Satan, Antichrist, opposition. Christ has overcome those things. And we the baptized people, we the anointed ones, we abide in him. We have confidence that when Christ returns, it will be a joyful occasion for us, for we abide in his mercy. There is no shame or sin for us. At that time when Jesus comes, he will come in our flesh, in the same flesh which bled and won our forgiveness. Is it the end times? Are there antichrists? Is the world ending? Is Jesus returning? Yes. Yes to all those things. But on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. We abide in him, and he brings us eternal life.
We thank Pastor Paul Alms from Redeemer Lutheran Church in Catawba, North Carolina, for today's meditation on God's Word.